Yo, what up? It's a brand new episode of the On Deck TV podcast. This week we're going over the Mount Rushmore of hip hop groups. Migos, we got a Claim of Your Fame, Bone, Busy Bone, your little video. We're going to address all of those things, going over the best hip hop groups, the top four. You know how we do with the Mount Rushmore episodes. This is the On Deck TV podcast. Y'all make sure y'all check us out every week. Also, go to Realville Media and check out all the other shows on the network.
Yes, please do, man. All the other shows include Full Sport Press Podcast. If you're into sports, of course you are. Everybody is. Go check them out every Monday. Their latest episode is up, the NCAA basketball midseason show. Also, if you're into fashion, check out the Fresh for Dummies podcast. New episode will be up this week. We're breaking down all the heat dropping in February. And last but not least, check out the Ladies Room podcast. Shout out Anne-Marie and Rizzo holding us down in New York. But in the meantime, in between time, let's get to this rap shit. Hey, what it do with the business is?
It is another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown, a.k.a. the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. Flupak Shakur?
You like that? You gonna bring it out early?
Absolutely.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shout out to my guy. I can't take credit for that.
Okay.
Shout out to my guy, Podgy Carter, on Twitter.
Hard. That was hard.
He hit me with that. Good looking Texas in the building.
Out of all of the names, Flupak Shakur.
That's cold.
We missed.
we missed that.
That was hard.
That was tough.
What's his name?
Podgy Carter.
Podgy Carter, you, my guy, are the on-decker of the week. Hit y'all with it early. Y'all never know when we're going to hit you with the on-decker of the week and why, but that right there is on-decker of the week worthy.
That was it right there. Good looking, homie.
Shout out to Kenny Carson, on-decker of the week. Last week, he held it down. He started several conversations telling people that he was the on-decker of the week. That's what we want. That's what we doing out here. That's why we naming people on-decker of the week. So you, Podgy.
Yeah.
It's on you this week to hold it down and let people know, hey, I'm the on-decker of the week, bro. You got to come to me correct. You got to come to me correct if you're talking hip-hop, dude.
That's real.
Because I'm the on-decker of the week. You are the on-decker of the week, sir.
Good looking, broski. What you have on deck for the weekend?
I was chillaxing, watched the Super Bowl. I don't want to diminish the on deck of the week, though. That's big. Because when you got a league conversation with, look, don't just come to me talking about Macklemore or anything like that. You got to come to me with real hip-hop shit throughout the week because I am the on deck of the week. Don't play me, dude. But look, I was chilling this weekend, man. I watched the Super Bowl. It was pretty good.
Entertaining.
Pretty good.
Not going to lie.
Hate the Eagles. Hate the Patriots.
You was in a lose-lose game.
Hate both of them. Being a Cowboys fan. But I hate the Eagles a little bit more than I hate the Patriots.
Mm.
Like, the hate that I have for the Eagles is, like, unmatched. So, them winning really pissed me off.
They got their first little chip,
fuck,
man. Let them win.
Chip.
Let them get their little chip.
Fuck,
man.
Philly. Fuck the intro songs. That's, fuck y'all little heroes and Rocky and all of that shit.
That was Spike Lou, yeah, Philly.
That's me.
I fuck with all
we
of y'all.
We ain't doing no live shows in Philly.
I fuck with Beanie Siegel. I fuck with all that
Beanie
shit.
Beanie Siegel, my guy, though. Ain't no live shows in Philly, though.
Nah, listen, I watched the show, too. I mean, I watched the Super Bowl, just like everybody else.
Yep.
Entertaining game, not gonna lie. I thought it was gonna be trash. No hype leading up to it at all. Zero hype.
Thomas Dimitrioff Brady.
Who?
Thomas Dimitrioff Brady.
His middle name is Dimitrioff?
I made it up.
Oh,
fuck out of here.
Say, what is he, Russian?
Tell
I will say this, though. After the Super Bowl was the real action. This Is Us took a real nigga out, y'all. Took me out of the game.
Relax. I'm two episodes behind, so relax.
Wow.
Relax.
Man, if y'all ain't watching This Is Us, dude, man, y'all got to grow up.
Listen.
Y'all got to grow the fuck up.
Sterling K. Brown.
He bodying this shit.
A.K.A. Randall.
He bodying
you the hardest person acting on TV right now.
Bodying.
And that's easy. It ain't even like if you watch Game of Thrones, you want to say Jon Snow.
No, nobody want to watch that shit.
Or if you watch, what do you watch? What do you watch?
What's your Counterpart on HBO. I mean, on Stars.
I don't know what that is or who that is. Hey, but fuck if you with watch that. Ray Donovan, if you watch he any hard. Of those shows, Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us is bodying all of your main actors.
He killing this shit.
Killing it.
All of them really tough on there, to be honest, but he's bodying it, though. That's a fact. But no, a lot of shit to get to, man, with this rap shit. Let's keep it Super Bowl. Everybody saw the halftime show. What's that?
Shout out to FSP.
Okay.
I want to let Howiezy know that I do have the Lysol because you're not over the flu. I want to let Jehovah know that he has me fucked up. My immune system is 1,000,000% intact.
Don't jinx yourself.
Tough.
Because it's like, going around. But
if I get the flu, I'm blaming you and him. I ain't had a cold in 2 years, nigga. So I'm hot at y'all for that.
Knock on wood.
Tough. And we can roll on. Let's go.
All right, man.
I had to address that, though.
I'm glad you got that out the way.
Tough.
Speaking of Super Bowl, we saw the halftime show. Your boy Justin Timberlake did his thing.
That shit was trash.
I mean, look who we talking about. It was so trash that Bruno Mars decided to take to Twitter and give a suggestion, man. On Twitter, he added the NFL and said, hey, why don't you guys have a hip-hop halftime show next year? We all know next year, 2019, it's going to be right here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He suggested that some of your favorite Atlanta artists do a halftime show.
Okay.
Now, my question is, A, how realistic is that happening? And B, if they did it, who should be in it?
The realistic part of it, 4 years ago, you would be like, no, there's no way this will happen. Now that we've got the data out and hip-hop is the most important music genre in the world, I feel like the NFL may take a real look at this. If they have Atlanta artists that can step up to the plate. Me, I feel like they go back in the day. Get the big names.
Like, but back in the day, like what?
Get a T.I.
Nah.
Yeah. You got to get a T.I.
You don't lead with that.
You got to get a T.I. He's the king of the South.
What song is he going to play, bro? That's what I'm saying.
King.
No, whatever. Bro, nobody's going to know what the fuck that is.
Something off the King album he's going to play.
Oh, man.
And then Migos.
Oh, hell.
2 Chainz.
No, man.
Lil Jon.
Dude, you just throwing all out niggas from Atlanta.
Usher. Welcome to Atlanta, JD.
That's tough.
All of these people are able to step up to the plate and say, hey, if we're doing a Super Bowl in Atlanta, y'all want the most popular music, people who know what's going on. Not the no's that you're saying.
Nah.
But people that know what's going on and know what this, know why you have Migos. The reason that you have Migos is Welcome to Atlanta, JD. So with that being said, you let me know about your no's and who you got.
First of all, to perform at the halftime of the Super Bowl, you need songs that appeal to the masses, dog. Half of those people you named don't have those songs.
But the ATL appeals
Man,
to the masses.
It's about TV. It's about the millions city. Of people watching on TV.
We're in Atlanta.
They don't give a shit. When do they ever play to the city?
Bad and Bougie.
No, that's what I'm saying. When do they ever theme the halftime song to the city that they're in? They don't do that.
This will be a first.
Yeah, there's no precedent for that yeah. I'm aware
this
of.
This is it.
Man, listen.
Because Migos are the biggest group ever.
You need, yeah, more on that later. You need songs that appeal to the masses and just don't talk to one type of audience. Like, you need songs that can have.
Like, Justin Timberlake had.
Exactly.
I wasn't rocking with none of that shit.
Yeah, I don't fuck with him either. But I'm just saying that he has more of a crossover appeal than 2 Chainz. He's got songs that I knew songs. I'm not gonna act like I ain't know what song is that. What Justin Timberlake? What song does he have? Don't stop. People he got know, songs.
People know 2 Chainz songs though. Don't do that.
Man, not like Justin Timberlake song. Those are smashes that he was playing. Everybody fucking knows them, dude. It just that is what it is. He may be some slaw, but the songs are big. Those are big records.
I won't say that he's some slaw, but I'm saying that. Because 2 Chainz is 2 Chainz, then you're right. It doesn't reach the same audience.
Clearly.
But.
You would be pandering to the A, and that's not what the halftime show is about. It's just I'm just being realistic. It'll be cool as fuck to see. I would love to see that shit. Mm-hmm. But it's not realistic. Now, what is realistic are crossover global acts like Outkast, Ludacris.
Oh, get the shit fuck like out that. Of here, man.
People that could put
Ludacris?
On.
Ludacris?
He's got bigger records than 2 Chainz, dude.
Then who?
Then, nigga, everybody you named, motherfucker, he got platinum plaques.
So, we're not going to put 2 Chainz, we're not going to put T.I., we're not going to put Jeezy, we're not going to put the Migos, but let's reach in the future, or excuse me, in the past.
Bruh, when do they ever
Yes. Let's get the washed rapper that's an actor now. Yes. Let's do that now, bro. Yes. It's not happening.
That's what they do. That's what the halftime show does.
Move, bitch. What are we doing? What Ludacris song are we doing?
He's got hits. Don't do that.
He got hits?
Now he ain't got hits. Now Ludacris ain't
got hits. He got hits, but he ain't got Super Bowl hits, though. But T.I. does? Because if he got Super Bowl hits, T.I. got Super Bowl hits. And if T.I. got Super Bowl hits, Jeezy got Super Bowl hits. Bruh. If Jeezy got Super Bowl hits, then Waka Flocka got you. Like, come on, dude. We're not going to parade Ludacris out here like he's the mouth of the Atlanta. We're not going to do that.
So more people don't know who Ludacris is than T.I. and Jeezy?
But fuck out of here. Not because of his music, though.
No, it doesn't matter.
You parading him out here because of the
you need
Fast and Furious shit. That's what you doing.
Hey, that works too.
And that's cool. But you're not going to shit on T.I. and say, oh, you ain't got no hits. You can't come.
No, I'm saying he doesn't have Super Bowl hits.
If there's a Super Bowl in Atlanta,
LeJohn could be out there. Look, here's the lineup.
You're not going to put Ludacris out there without T.I. That's impossible.
Listen, Outkast, LeJohn, in some type of order, Ludacris.
Outkast, LeJohn, Ludacris, T.I.
Usher.
T.I.
Usher.
To T.I.
Man. You need, like, listen.
How, dude?
Okay, now here we go. You need stage presence,
bruh,
at the Super Bowl because you're going to have dancers. You're going to have props. Fuck is dancing behind 20 Folds, dude? He going to have motherfuckers twerking?
He can do Rubber Band Man.
He couldn't do that at a Georgia game.
No. All I'm saying is I'm not acting like they have to perform Jeezy TM 101 on the stage. I ain't doing that. I ain't saying that that's what they need. I don't even need a Shorty Low, What's Up, What's Happening. I don't need none of that. But nah, What's Up, not What's Up, What's Happening.
Exactly.
But I don't even need the Shorty Low, what was this hit?
That's so disrespectful. Rest in peace to Shorty Low.
What's this hit?
God,
you can't even name
damn.
It. That's why you try to beat around the bush and say, oh, rest in peace,
Shorty Low. Roll up his grave right now.
You still ain't named the song that I'm talking about.
Because
so
it doesn't belong
said,
at the Super Bowl, motherfucker. That's why. None of the niggas belong there, bro.
With that being said, if you're talking about Atlanta and the whole culture that they had, then you got to do all of this stuff. Yeah. You ain't just rolling out Outkast and doing Rosa Parks, dude. That ain't what Atlanta's about.
NFL don't give a shit about culture, dude. They've proven that 1,000 times.
Now that's true.
they want who people know, and people know those Outkast songs. That's all I'm saying. Sorry, Miss Jackson. And you can have an actual stage presence and props and dance. You can have shit with that. You can put on a show. What the halftime show is about. It's called Halftime Show for
a
reason.
That's cool and that's dope. And I agree with you, but I don't agree with the other stuff.
Shout out to Bruno Mars for tweeting this, though. I'm not going to lie. That was a dope suggestion.
He need to come out and do like some.
He doesn't need to come out and do anything.
But he is.
Probably.
He suggested it, so he's going to come out and get the little spotlight from the whole Super Bowl shine.
That was a great suggestion, though. And he'll wear what's going on out here in these streets. And best believe, unless my Packers are in this Super Bowl, I will be out of town, Airbnb in my crib. Mm-hmm. Fuck all of that. Y'all can have them 2 weeks. I'm out this month.
So you might as well go and book your trip now somewhere out of town.
Because my boy is going to be in it. They're in the thick of things next year. And then I will beat. Hey, y'all listen to me. If Green Bay makes it to the Super Bowl next year, I will be at the game. Period. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. I'm in the fucking Super Bowl. It's easy.
It's more likely my boys be down here for the Super Bowl, though. To be honest.
Yeah, okay.
To be honest.
What
we got next?
Hip-hop. That ain't gonna happen.
Sports. What we got next?
Next up. Last week, we spoke about the Roc Nation brunch. Number one, if you missed last week's episode, what are you doing? Go back and listen to that.
Double now.
But we spoke about the Roc Nation brunch and the now iconic photo of Jay, T.I., Khaled, Gotti, a lot of different businessmen in one picture, suited and booted, fly, dressed up, cleaned up. One person in particular was not a fan of that picture, though. Yo girl, Raven Simone, took to Instagram or Twitter, I don't know, social media. She put the picture up and had this quote. A group of so-called, quote-unquote, successful black men who became rich and famous from perpetrating the worst black stereotypes to the ears and eyes of the whole planet, like drug dealing, pimping, murdering other black men, and disrespecting black women. I know, making observations is being a hater. Cheers. Fair or foul, Raven Simone's take.
Raven Simone took this quote from Sketch from Arrested Development, who had the hit song Tennessee.
Tennessee? Right?
Yeah. This dude, Speech, that's his name, he came out since then and said it wasn't intentional. He didn't intentionally mean to go in on the people in that photo.
Who is he?
Who, Speech?
Oh, that's where she got it from?
She got it from Speech.
Who the fuck is Speech?
Speech is from Arrested Development.
Okay, gotcha.
Speech is a rapper in Arrested Development. The whole song, like Tennessee, like you were just saying.
Oh, yeah, he put a quote.
She got that from him, and she reposted it.
Gotcha.
So she just the middleman.
Okay. Right?
Speech ain't as popular as Raven Simone, so he didn't get the responses Raven Simone did.
Clearly.
Speech said that I wasn't intending this for people like T.I., Jay-Z, or whatever. I'm not trying to say that they didn't do anything for the black community. I am just trying to say, look at the game overall and how it's perceived as far as excellence, or these people are doing this and doing that, and they're not. I don't have a 100% clear view of what he was saying.
Clearly.
Yeah, whatever. That's what I took from what he got from the quote. So with that being said, I ain't mad at Raven Simone, because this is what we expect from her. She's trolling. And if I'm T.I., anybody in that picture, there's no way that I'm responding to her.
Too late.
I'm not doing it. What do I get from a back and forth with Raven Simone? Right? Like, even if I'm right, even if I can go on Wendy Williams, I can go on Breakfast Club, I can go on Hot 95 with Ebro.
Hot 97, but I'm with
you. Hot 97. Whatever it may be, I could talk to all these people and I can be like, you know what? I'm right. She's wrong. It's Raven Simone, dude. No one cares.
Clearly they do, because it got attention.
It doesn't. No one cares.
It got attention.
It got attention.
No one agrees, but it got attention.
It got attention because of the picture.
It got attention because Raven Simone posted, like you said, instead of Speech or whoever the fuck that is.
All right, let me know what you think.
Well, number one, she believes what she posted, so I'm going to speak.
I don't agree with that. I don't think she does.
Because she's shown that before. She's been on that weird, like, what are you doing, bro. Raven Simone? Have you forgotten where you came from shit for a while now?
She's been media trained since she was like 4 years old. Man. My thought process is, she know what she doing, and she know how to make the meters move. And if I can make the meters move, whether it be people that hate me or love me, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I think that she believes what is said in this caption. Mm. And she's obviously looking through a biased lens. Like, you feel that way about people in the picture, no matter what they do. You're bringing up shit that happened 30 years ago with a lot of these niggas, and right. Some of this shit pimping, and like, I don't know who the fuck she was talking about with that, but like, you're bringing up shit from 30 years ago, and that's what you still see. So even like Kanye said, you still a nigga in a coupe if you in the Benz. To some people, you're still what you were before, no matter how long ago and how much you've done since then. Now here's my thing. It's all about perspective. I just think it's corny as fuck that you judge people off what they did 100 years ago in their past life and completely overlook the mounds of shit that they've done to correct that and provide jobs and inspiration, and all of that goes without saying. I think people in the culture understand that. People outside of the culture don't a lot of times. So I can understand why she would say that and why she would actually think and believe that.
You lying.
No, I understand completely. I understand, bro. No, I get it completely, because it sounds good to her.
Say that. That's a lie.
It sounds good.
She knows she's lying to herself. She knows she's not keeping it real with everything that she's saying. So you don't understand it because you're not that type of person.
You think Tommy Loren would say that?
You're more authentic than she is.
You think Tommy Loren would say some shit like this? You think she will believe it?
She lying too.
I got it. That's what I'm saying. You're saying that's just trolling.
Yeah, like that's trolling. Like Tommy Loren would say this. Oh, I don't do this and I do that. Like, but I'm riding, listening to 21 Savage and getting hype and shit.
That's
like,
the troll.
We know what you about, dude. But you can put all of this shit out and people are jump forward and be like, oh well, I expect her to feed into this stereotype, so I'm gonna go against it. Nah, it's not the case.
But what? See, here's the thing. What you're doing in the process is you're undermining all the accomplishments and the achievements of everybody in that. First of all, everybody in that picture didn't rap, number one.
Facts.
Number two, like, some were executives.
Right.
Some were businessmen. You know, like, so stop that dumb shit.
And that speaks to the ignorance about the post.
Like, super ignorant.
You're saying these things, and you're saying, like, I don't know who this person is. I don't know who this person is. I have to exclude Khaled because he's not black.
Right.
That's dumb. That is dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes no sense. Like, you can't come to me and be like, these guys should be doing this and they should be doing that, when I ain't heard Raven Simone doing this and doing that.
And more than one thing can be right about something. So, you brought up some shit that happened in a couple of those guys' past. That's not saying that that's false. Mm-hmm. The point that people are going to call you a hater is that you completely ignore everything else, dude. Like, I get it. There's more than one way to look at shit.
Okay.
You see the Super Bowl stats for the viewership?
Yeah, it was down.
It was the lowest in 8 years.
Right.
You want to know what else it was? It was the 10th most watched TV show in history. So there's two ways to look at shit, dude.
I was just about to say, how did it even work?
No, it's possible.
How has it worked that this is the lowest viewed, period?
No, it's the lowest viewed in 8 years.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So it's down.
But.
Right. It's the 10th most watched show ever in the history of American TV.
So with that being said, like.
So there's two ways to look at shit.
You can manipulate anything that you want to say how you want it to say it.
Exactly.
And I think that Raven Simone and the whole beef in what she's saying is just trying to generate headlines. She's just trying to get people to say, I'm Raven Simone, I'm alt-right, I'm so against what you guys have going on over there that I want you guys to talk about me, in the sense of, I don't agree with you. Like, that's trash.
She believes it though, bro.
I don't think so. I think she's just doing it for the headlines. No, I think if somebody
You think Stacey Dash is doing shit for the headlines too, bro?
Yeah.
No, bro, they believe it. They're out of touch, bro.
Let me ask
this is
this.
What an out of touch motherfucker looks like.
If somebody sit down and talk with them, right? If somebody was sit, I don't know who.
Okay, all right.
Maybe Angela Rye, maybe whoever that these people, not these people, whoever that's intelligent enough to get the right things out of those people that we need, I feel like that they are trolling. I feel like that they think that these are the things that they need to say to be popular in our community. I don't feel like that's true, though.
Of course
they need to have conversations and figure out how to move forward in our community so people fuck with them. And I don't think that they get that. And I'm talking about...
Either way, they out of touch then. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, in one way, shape, form, or fashion, they're out of touch.
I don't disagree with you in that. In no sense of the word. They definitely are out of touch.
I don't know what she on, though. T.I. responded. He took the Instagram, took the social media. It was like, yo, what is she on?
T.I. good for responding, though.
He can't help that, though.
Why?
You know he always responds.
It's Raven Simone, bro.
He always responds.
Get out of here, man. I ain't got nothing.
Again.
I don't have anything to say to Raven Simone.
She's more famous than the motherfucker you said this shit in the first place. You see motherfuckers
in fact.
We didn't quote him, whoever the fuck, Speech, Tretch, whatever the fuck his name was. Nobody gave a shit about it, but at least he was in the music game. At least he got some kind of footing to speak on. Raven Simone, man, nobody takes her seriously. But it does need to be spoken about because, again, she has a fan base, and there are people that read what she said, and they're going to take that as gospel and go, yeah, you know what? They were drug dealers. They did ruin the community. Yeah, this is some bullshit. And now they're going to look at all of the positive shit with niggas in suits, and they're going to look at it through that lens from here on out if they weren't already. That's where it's dangerous. That's all I'm saying.
The fact that Raven Simone has a fan base is crazy.
Of course, bro, she's on The View every fucking, or whatever TV show on every day. Come on, it ain't hard to get a fan base out here.
For Raven Simone, it is.
Yeah, right. It ain't the same fan base from back in the day, but it's a fan base.
Oh, that's a fact.
Moving on, man. Somebody with no fan base, Trev, has a new video out. It's called Too Legit to Quit. In the video, it's a cartoon video, decent-looking video.
How much should be hot of him for this?
Absolutely, 1,000%. In the video, he hints at testifying against Tax Stone. He even took to Instagram to defend his actions, blaming the haters on crab in a bucket mentality. Is this the nail in the coffin for Troy Ave's career?
Man, listen. People trying to sugarcoat it, make it seem like Troy Ave is still floating out here in these streets, and he's not. It's a rap, dude.
Yeah.
If you get to this point where you're like, I'm going to testify against someone to make sure that I'm free, to make sure that y'all remove me from anything gangster that's going on, but I've been telling you for 4 years that I'm a gangster person. I'm a gangster rapper. Like, no, bro, we're not falling for it. Like, to me, honestly, I feel like Troy Ave's career was over 2 years ago.
That's a fact.
Yeah, like, so him going to be like, oh, well, I don't know if I should testify. Yeah, go on and testify.
You might as well.
Yeah, if that has to do with you being free or not, go on and do that. And I'm saying that as a fan of Tax. I don't want you to testify against Tax.
Right.
I mean, but you're a grown man. Yeah, you might as well take a little snitch label, go on upstate, get your
buy some properties.
I don't know if you got enough money to do that.
Me neither.
Get your little witness protection shit going and disappear. Get a call center job.
Nah, fuck no. Yeah. Stop, bro.
That's what he got to do, bro.
Stop.
He got to get a call center job, a little manager or something like that. He can fuck the little call center workers. He can be cool. He can move upstate New York and be good. But anything that got to do with rap, being gangster, being trail.
What if he switched up his image?
Bro.
No more bricks in the backpack. No more of that. What if he just switched it up, though?
He ain't even got enough to do that. I don't want to hear Troy L on no, like, conscious shit.
You don't want to hear him now.
Bro, I don't want to hear Troy L being like, you know what? I realize I fucked up. These are reasons that I fucked up. These are reasons that I testified. I don't care. Get out of here, dude.
Listen. First of all, no one on earth should be surprised. People have been questioning his gangster the entire time he's been out. Like, literally.
From the moment that Tax was like...
No, before we even knew who Tax was,
okay,
niggas was like, bro, you not from Troy Ave. They had been saying that. Like,
this is Troy Ave. We don't know you.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't know why you're calling yourself Troy Ave, because we've never seen you on Troy Ave.
This is a clear-cut example of when keeping it real go wrong. You want to do that? I had the rollie before rap.
Was he keeping
it real? I had bricks in the backpack. Or trying to keep it real. You forcing it.
Trying to put out this whole look.
Image.
Label implant. I got the backpack. I got that work in there. I'm going to come to Breakfast Club and do 3 interviews. No, bro. Like, if that's not you, it's going to come out.
Right.
That's the thing that I would like to tell to all up and coming rappers, all people that want to make it in this game. Like, it's going to come out.
Or your back is going to be against the wall, and you're going to be testifying in court.
Like, regardless of everything that you're put against, regardless of the situations, it's going to come out. If you're not the dude with 50 bricks doing the Big Meat style, doing it Jeezy style, it's going to come out.
And why would you say it, though, even if you was, though?
Like, Trav, now you're back against the wall.
Yeah.
Now you got to testify against a nigga that was hating on you because you were telling lies about rapping. You were saying, I'm the nigga that was doing this and doing that, and somebody that was from there was like, no, he's not. And you got mad.
Yep, and turned it up.
It turned into a beef.
Yeah.
And now... you got to testify and say, you know what? I really wasn't doing that.
And he was the nigga that did X, Y,
and
Z.
And he was the guy that was doing that. Yeah. And he was mad at me because I was saying that it was only a role. Yep. It was only an act.
Yep.
I got him in a situation where he had to kill somebody. That's whack.
Nah, that's trash.
Come on, bro.
That's when that one lie snowballed into a fucking shooting.
You trash for that, Trav.
Yeah, that's some slaw. And, hey, it's been almost 2 years since that shooting, dude. That's crazy, first off.
And Tax was a great entertainer, man. The podcast was dope. And we had to lose that podcast because, you know what? Trav felt like I'm a gangster.
And listen, Trav, music used to be straight, too, though. Trav, when he first came out, like, his music was good.
We praised one of them CDs.
Now, the New York City album was tough. Pain. But what happens was when you step out the booth let's be honest. You hear a nigga on
head on gas.
You hear a nigga on songs, and okay, you take most of that with a grain of salt. Like, yeah, we understand it's for entertainment. Things are gonna be exaggerated,
right?
But when you step out the booth and you super cocky and like you talking a bunch of shit of what you was used to do, and nobody asked you all that. When you get to doing that, that's when motherfuckers stop fucking with you, and then some shit like this, some real shit happen, and now you forced to go revert back to what you was before, and like you exposed, and now you got to go in the witness protection program and be a call center rep. Like that, like this is how quick life happens, dude. Just keep it a buck from the start. Like, it's not, and listen, dude.
And I don't feel sorry for him.
All that extra shit outside the booth, man, like it should be corny, dog. It'd be some slob, bro. That's why people don't like your boy in New York right now. That's why they don't like Tekashi, because they like, bro, like you talk, you like you trying to be real hard outside the booth, dude. Like, hey man, niggas is gonna run up and they gonna test that, dude. You do not want more. That nigga said in an interview, "I want people to test my gangster," but no, you don't. No, you don't want that, bro.
You don't even have a gangster. Bro,
nobody wants
this
that.
This ain't me. Like, I ain't at my age trying to engage in any beef with dude or nothing like that. But I do know the gangster that you talking about. You be like, "I want people to test me." You ain't got that.
Because if you did, you wouldn't
you're
be asking niggas.
You're not from that era. You're not from that school. You don't do that because, like you just was about to say, if you did, you wouldn't ask nobody for it. That ain't how it go down. That ain't how real niggas beef.
Nah.
It don't work like, oh, well, if you want to test my gangster, you can meet me here. No, bro. You dead. Don't nobody know about it. What happened?
That ain't how it
work.
You
was fucking with the wrong people. That's how it go down in real life streets, dude. It ain't none of this shit that you see on TV. It ain't none of this rap shit that y'all see in videos. That's bullshit. So yeah, when a nigga like Tekashi be like, "Oh, well, I'm gangster and I can do this and I can..." No. I know you not from that school, because that ain't how it go down. People have been here before and they see how it go down and they're offended. Real talk, they offended.
Nah, that's a fact though.
When they
that's
see
a fact.
When they see somebody like Birdman, like, "I'm finna sign him for $15 million.
Yeah,
I thought you was from this cloth.
Right.
You keep telling me that you OG and you this and you that, but you got him right here saying, "I'm finna sign him for $15 million. And it's the same dude that said, "I know about the street shit and the gangster shit." You don't.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about what's going on, bro. So quit trying to sell yourself as such. I don't care if you got Crips and Bloods in your videos. It doesn't matter to me. That's not gangster. That ain't real. That ain't G. That's a visual.
Yeah, that's some slaw. That's some slaw. And again, that's what Troy Ave in this predicament, man. Now he in a lose-lose, bro.
Yeah.
Because if you listen, if you don't testify, then you get locked up for X amount of years, nigga, and we forget about you either way. Either way, it's a wrap, bro.
I think we've forgotten about Troy Ave regardless.
Because the music,
ain't
bro.
No coming back.
Nah, ain't no coming. It's a wrap.
Like, Troy Ave can have one of the, like, he could go get whoever he wants.
It won't matter.
All the independent money that he said he made.
It won't matter.
From when he was driving around. What'd he get shot in?
Whatever it was, he hit the sport button in it.
The car that he got shot in with the sport button, that you was the only nigga in New York that had that. Congratulations, bro. That was the last time that you shined.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody finna check for you. Ain't nobody finna be like, "Trey Ave got the number one single, the hottest song." Because can't nobody trust your credibility. Your cloth ain't clean, dude.
And plus, though, and this is the last thing.
2018, your cloth gotta be clean.
Plus,
y'all hashtag that. Cloth gotta be clean, dude.
Nah, like, nobody, bro, just don't know. Nobody want that extra shit, man. Niggas ain't here for that extra shit. Just keep the extra shit at the house. All right, real quick before we hit this music break. Ray Shremmer, new project, Shrem Life 3.
Shout out Slim Jimmy.
Slim Jimmy.
That's my guy.
Ray Shremmer got a new project on the way. It's a triple CD.
Let's go.
Three albums in one.
Shout out 8-Ball Lost.
It's a group album. That's the first disc. Disc two is Slim Jimmy's solo.
Let's go.
Disc three is the third nigga solo. What's my nigga name? Damn.
Slim Jimmy.
Ah, man.
The other dude, the most popular dude. We can't even think his name. After the break, we will have it for you,
though. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. But anyway, it's a triple CD. My question is, good or bad idea?
I'll let you know after the break. We got a song?
No, not yet.
Oh,
I'm asking you now.
I gotta let you know now.
Yes.
It's a great idea. And I'll tell you why after the break?
No, motherfucker. We're trying to, Sway Lee, tripping.
Sway Lee, that's his name.
Yeah, now, back to the conversation at hand.
So, with that being said, Sway Lee, Slim Jimmy, Ray Schmurder, however you say their name, I'm an old head, I'm washed.
Clearly.
But I feel like they in the league where they can drop a triple CD. They the biggest group outside of Migos right now.
Well, that's debatable. That's
a fact.
That's debatable.
That's a fact.
But I will say this, though. That is a great idea, though. I'm not going to lie. Tough. They changing the game. When I first saw triple CD, I don't need 36 songs from them two. And like, No. Oh, but one's a solo and the other's a solo and then the other's a group? I'm fucking with that, though.
That's hard.
I ain't going to lie. I'm fucking with that.
That's hard.
That's dope. Now, here's the only problem with that. What if you got, what if Sway Lee got a fucking smash on his solo? What if Slim Jimmy got a fucking smash on his solo? Now you combine it all at one time, though. You stepping on the other toes.
They brothers, man.
And that spread no that shit out. You can run all 2018. You can run all, you can drop the group album now, first quarter. Then whoever got the big dog summer smash, drop that solo right about June, July. And then drop the third one in the fall. You could run all year long, bro, instead of putting them all out at once and hoping niggas run through all 40 of them songs.
Let's hear what the song sound like first, and then let's elaborate on it.
Works. That's fair.
That don't work.
They put out a single.
All right, let's hear it.
We're definitely not playing Ray Schremer, though. I don't know what list you looking at.
Giving the wrong rundown then.
Yeah, no, we're not playing Ray
Schremer. Shout out to you, the producer that gave me the wrong rundown then.
We are finna go to music break, and we will play the newest signee to Good Music. His name is Valet.
Oh, my God.
We got to hear what Valet hitting on, man.
Can you name yourself Valet if you're a rapper?
Yeah, V-A-L-E-E.
Let's see what it sounds like.
All right, let's hear this called Shell. Just check it out.
Walked out Gucci, then crossed the street. Fuck it. Upset stomach, I had to eat. Ooh. Walked in Louis and spent 6G. Fuck it. Ran out of swishes to stuff the weed. Ooh. Walked in Shell. Ooh. Flamed up a L. Ooh. Bumpy Margels. Ooh. Feel like Braille. Ooh. Dirty ass ginger ale. Ooh. Came through the mail. Ooh. I fucked your gal. Ooh. In the hotel. Ooh. Fast ass two door parked up the street. Hope you don't try, I up the piece. Went to Miami and hit story. My bitch on the OG gas died, just we know me. Ooh, ooh. Dirty ass pop, ooh. Shook it with the top. Drinking while I shop. Took it with two yops. Made the coupe fast just to get away from the cops. Your bitch it popped. Motor not stopped. Walked out Gucci then crossed the street. Fuck it. Upset stomach, I had to eat.
Okay, Valet. Mm. How you feel about that? Call Shell.
If that's what they signed him off of, I'm skeptical.
We're not going to say that.
I'm skeptical.
This is the song that got him heated up in Chicago, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It got him heated up in the Shy. He had a project last year.
I ain't mad at it, but.
You can't see somebody with. I can't see an ear doing something with it.
Yeah,
though.
I can't see Pusha T being like, I heard this and I need to sign you to Good Music.
No, I mean, if he did that to Designer, then yeah, you can. Let's look at Pusha T's track record at signing people.
Who
he signing? Designer? Where he at?
That's it.
Nigga, where he at?
That's what I'm saying. So if I know I dropped the ball on Designer, I'm not signing this dude. Unless he got heat somewhere that I ain't heard, like the mainstream ain't heard, so nah.
It's all about potential. Does he have potential based off of this song?
True.
That's all. I mean, the flow was catchy. Cadence was catchy.
Does he? To you?
I think if somebody would have jumped on this remix in Chicago, it would have been hot.
But does he have potential solo?
I haven't listened to enough. He had a project he dropped last year. Y'all can look it up. Valet, V-A-L-E-E. And
somebody like Kanye?
To hop on a remix?
Yeah.
Nah, it'd have been like somebody like Drake.
Oh, I mean,
obviously, but I'm.
So impossible.
Yeah, it never would have happened. Yeah, but I'm saying you can hear him on that jacking that beat and jacking that flow, what and about, that turn into a smash.
What about Chance? He from Chicago.
That might have been cool if he jumped on that.
Okay,
that might have been cool. Yeah, I can see that. All
right.
Jumped on it. I mean, it's a catchy little song, man. I ain't mad at that. I don't know what Pusha T doing though. Pusha T letting niggas rap for him in the streets and signing niggas. I don't know.
I feel like that this position of Good Music president is a little overwhelming.
Just drop that King push, bro.
Yeah. Just drop that. I need that King push. I don't need you to be like, this the next new dude from Good Music. I don't need that.
We don't believe you.
I'm cool.
We don't believe you. I like that song, dog. Let me start. I like
song,
the song.
The song is that's decent cool. At best. But I don't need Pusha T being like, this the next good
this the future
music wave. I don't need that. I ain't buying into that at all.
We need more people.
Is the On Deck TV podcast. We appreciate y'all checking us out.
Absolutely, man. Now look, we're talking groups today. You wanna know why? Because the Migos,
your boys,
my boys, been on them since day one. They were on the radio out in the West Coast on Big Boys Radio.
They said they're the best group ever.
Not only just the best group in hip hop, like you said, the best group ever.
Period.
Across all genres.
No commas.
Shit.
No quotation and marks.
Here's the thing. Radio DJ didn't bat an eye. He ran with it.
Who was the radio DJ?
Big Boy. Are you here? Are you here now?
No.
Are we in the same fucking conversation?
I didn't hear
shit.
The other form of here you say who it was. I am here, H-E-R-E, but I didn't hear H-E-A-R-E. You say who it was.
All right, Akilah and the B, spelling
yeah,
ass
I'm
nigga.
Here.
Now, some people took offense to that statement.
Okay.
One name in particular, man, Busy Bone. Busy Bone had time that day. He took to YouTube and put a 40-minute video rant as to why motherfuckers was bugging saying Migos is the best group ever.
Is there a day that Busy Bone doesn't have time?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay.
Probably not.
All right.
In 2018.
All right.
But I will say this. I'm going to tell you where he had a couple of points, though.
Did he?
And I know how you listen to your interviews, and you prefer your interviewer to be a little more challenging and not so dick-riding.
Fact.
Not to say that that's what Big Boy was doing, but he didn't challenge it at all.
Yeah.
He didn't go, oh, guys, hold on now. Hold on.
I need some questions. Let's
back it up.
I need some rebuttals. That's I need something. All of that.
He didn't give them any of that. So Busy Bone has a point. Like, y'all just going to let that ride? You're not going to say nothing as an interviewer? Okay, cool. You didn't have time? You had to wrap it up?
That's the best point Busy Bone made.
Is that what it is?
That's the best point he made.
So that's a fair point. So that got us talking. Who are the best groups of all time?
Right.
Period.
And the point that Busy Bone made was, Big Boy, you are a hip hop legend.
For sure.
And you sit here and let the Migos say that they are the best group that had anything to do with hip hop, period.
You know better.
Busy, I don't know if he know better, Busy Bone feel like that wasn't true. If I'm Big Boy and I'm fresh off Bad and Bougie, I know what Offset is doing with Cardi B as far as everything that got to go on with that.
Of course. Motorsport popping on the radio and shit. All that good
Migos
shit.
Migos are big.
Yeah, today.
Period. No, not today. Period.
Nah, fair enough.
I didn't hear Bone on songs with Mariah Carey. I didn't hear Bone
yeah, actually
on
you
shit.
Did.
Bone,
yeah.
Bone and Mariah Carey got a song?
Yeah.
They do?
Tough.
Okay.
I'm about to fact check it.
I don't believe that, but I'll move on. What I'm saying is, as far as pop culture, what I feel like is Bone is a lot of nostalgia for people our age. We feel like that was a big ass group when we were coming up. That was our childhood. And we feel like people should be like, oh, that's a big group too. But the Migos are bigger than that. The Migos transcend more music palettes.
Oh my God.
Like more people that listen to music, listen to the Migos. Bad and Bougie is my example, as opposed to Bone. Bone's biggest song was Crossroads.
Yeah, it was way bigger than Bad and Bougie.
That's bigger than Bad and Bougie?
Yes.
All right, I'll let you take over from that because
yes.
I'm out of here. I'm taking my headphones
Grammys.
Off and I'm walking off. I'm leaving.
How many Grammys did Bad and Bougie win?
How many?
What'd you say?
That's what we're going to.
I
Grammys?
Couldn't hear. No, that's
you're the dude last week talking
listen.
About why do we care about the Grammys?
Listen.
No one gives a fuck about the Grammys.
No, that's what I'm leading.
They've been snubbing us for years. So you asking me how many Grammys they're getting?
That's what I'm
what
leading.
What do they got to do with?
That's what I'm leading off with.
I lead off with that. Lead off with that and tell me what you mean.
That's where I'm starting. It ain't no question that song was bigger than Bad and Bougie. Like, niggas is
Crossroads
moments
bad
like a motherfucker.
Crossroads bigger than Bad and Bougie.
Obviously, bro.
Okay.
It's not even that's not even the comparison. But I will say this though, the problem that and I'm not even going to speak for Busy, I'll just speak for myself. The issue that I had with it is that he didn't challenge it at all. He didn't have to challenge it with Bone. He didn't have to challenge it with anybody in particular that maybe I would have challenged it with. He needed to challenge it with something, though. Like, you got to say something. Like, you're not a 19-year-old doing the radio, bro. You done seen a lot of shit. Big Boy done seen a lot of shit in this game, dude. He's a radio legend in L.A. Mm-hmm. He know groups in L.A. that made crazy noise. So maybe, you can't just sit and be like,
maybe
oh,
he'll
yeah.
agree. Maybe he agree with him.
I don't believe it, though.
How? Because I'm asking you about Bad and Bougie, and you're telling me.
Migos not on this Mount Rushmore we about to do. Exactly. So that's how. What are you talking about? That's easy. Look, I fuck with the Migos as much as anybody, probably more.
You're a Migos stan.
I fuck with them heavy, but they, bro, like, stop. It's not.
Stop as far
stop,
as
man.
They are.
They in their bag right now, and that's cool.
Bro, like.
Let's not get out of control with it. That's all I'm saying. That's all Busy Bone was saying.
But let's be clear, though.
In a 40-minute long way.
The Migos, as far as what they're doing, transcend hip-hop. It ain't about them rapping. This is about everybody knowing who they are. Them winning awards and people being like Bad and Boozy. Not knowing about Fight Night, Freak No More, none of the stuff that Versace. They don't know about those things, but still. They hold Migos in such a high regard as one of the best groups ever for this generation. And you can't take away from
them
that's
cool.
That. Like,
yeah.
I can't take nothing away from them because Busy Bone want to say, oh, we had Crossroads.
That's
or we
not,
had
but that's not what,
For the Love of Money.
Nobody's debating.
Y'all not comparing with Migos for that shit, though.
Nah, nobody's debating that they're one of the biggest groups of their generation, but that's not what he said, though. He said of all time. That's where motherfuckers get like, come on, bro. You're not just finna say nothing?
Right.
You just sat right there and be like, oh, yeah, man, you got your soror.
But what I'm saying is recently we've learned that this generation has propelled hip-hop to be more popular than a lot of other genres that we held in high regard before them. So, like, hip-hop wasn't held in high regard before Migos, before all of 21 Savage, or these people now that are doing the things in which they're doing.
Yeah, it's more accepted. I understand that.
Exactly.
But
so,
that doesn't mean everything that came out before them wasn't bigger. That's my point.
And I'm not saying that it's not bigger, but next year when the Super Bowl is in Atlanta, there's a serious consideration about Migos performing.
No,
there's
a tweet.
There was never a serious consideration about Bone performing at a Super Bowl.
There's a tweet, man. That's all. It was just a tweet.
So to you, there's no way possible that Migos performing at the Super Bowl.
You don't think? Nah, I don't think so. Nah, I don't. Not next year.
Now that's just adding to your point. You just hating. You just hating.
No,
because you don't 1,000,000% believe that can.
Bruh, the Super Bowl rarely. And I mean rarely do they pick people who are currently hot. That's what I'm saying. They pick people.
Shout out Bruno Mars.
That said rarely. I didn't say it didn't happen. It's happened in life before.
Justin Timberlake just dropped an album.
Man, and what's his song off the album? He doesn't have one.
They were planning on him being hot.
Is he? No. The answer is no. No.
So if they can't be like.
He's past his prime, dude.
Thought JT would be hot. We know Migos is going to be hot, so why not go ahead? Like, if you do the Migos performance at halftime in Atlanta, you know it's going to pop. I don't know that with Justin Timberlake.
Bro, the people who run that NFL shit don't know that, bro. That's what I'm telling you. You're not there in the NFL room,
bro.
Dude.
It's a new age.
It would have happened before.
It's a brand new age.
It would have happened.
This ain't the same age, and what we getting like.
It would have happened.
Ludicrous to perform Super Bowls in Atlanta.
They get greatest hits, motherfuckers, dude. They don't get people that's hot today.
Okay.
They always do that. They get greatest hits, motherfuckers. That's it.
I ain't arguing that. What I'm arguing is that I think that Migos hold a lot more weight than people want to give them credit for because rap is so popular nowadays.
No, I get it, though. I understand that. Like, they have the benefit of the internet. They have the benefit of a lot of shit.
Okay,
social media.
Now you going down the same road that I'm going. Like, even with G-Unit. Like, G-Unit was big.
Did they make this list?
No.
Okay.
Because they don't have the benefit that Migos have. G-Unit can't do a song with Katy Perry, dude. G-Unit can't do the Lady Gaga song. That don't happen for them. It's more acceptable nowadays with groups like Migos because when you put on a stream and you putting on, like, you're searching for the most popular name. It ain't necessarily got to do with culture as far as their CD. It had to do with their name. So if I put in Migos, all the top songs, whether it's with Britney Spears, Katy Perry, whoever it's going to be, I don't care. It got Migos on there. And I know Migos are popping.
For the record, Bone did have a song with Mariah Carey, but again, that's another whole, that's a whole other story. Yeah, that's horrible example. All right, so
it wasn't popping. It wasn't popping like the Migos and Katy Perry song. It wasn't popping like the Migos. If Migos were to hook up with Taylor Swift,
anything Mariah Carey did in the 90s was popping. Stop. Yeah. We all know that.
What's the name of the song?
Breakdown.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Next. Anything else?
All of that sitting right there in front of you.
Can we get to the list?
Let's get to the list.
First of all, quick criteria, man. You know how we get down with the timeline. All
right.
Post Doggy Style. All right. That's what we're grading on. Okay. So shout out to NWA. Shout out to Run DMC. Shout out to whatever.
Clearly they would be on here.
Obviously, but we're not taking it all the way back to the beginning of time. Sorry, we just can't. We're not gonna do that. We never do it.
Have enough time.
Exactly. Also, they have to have a classic project. Again, I don't have to necessarily consider classic. You maybe don't necessarily have to consider it classic, but the culture in hip hop as a whole has to consider one project a classic. We need clarity in members as well. Don't give me the group that switch out members every other. No, bro. Are they in it? Are they not? You know who the fuck is in the group when you mention the group. Like, period.
It can't be like who is a part of such and such group and you name 15 people.
Cause cool one month one of them is the
group, but it ain't cool if 15 people like, oh, he was in, he was out.
No,
this year he rapped with him. Like, nah, no, we're not doing that.
No, and they have to have at least two albums.
Okay,
that's it. Now shout out to G Unit and their G Unit Radio 37 mixtape that didn't make it outside of the five boroughs. Shout out to that hot mixtape right there. It's hard to count that in the day and age where the internet and streaming and shit didn't exist yet, streaming didn't exist.
And it goes to my point that 50 is overrated.
You didn't make that point. You're just making that now? Yeah, in the middle of this group conversation?
Yeah, right now, in the middle of this group conversation, 50 is overrated. And we'll get into that later. But if you got that type of group and you got one album, come on, bro. All
right.
You dropped the ball.
First of all, G-Unit has two albums, but that's a whole other story. Now, let's get to the first of all. We're going to do the four that are on the Mount Rushmore, and then probably more importantly, we're going to do the honorable mentions and why some of the other ones didn't make it. Number one is Outkast. No order, though.
Tell them why we doing the four, because this was easy though.
It was.
It was really easy to be like
on the low.
Who are the four groups that you put on the Mount Rushmore for? Like, these are examples of what a group is in hip hop: South, East, West, whatever it may be. These are the examples. These are the most successful. These had the most hits. Like, you can't even deny this.
Outkast. Like, that, come on. That's a given.
Outkast is on the Mount Rushmore for period. Yep. So like, they got to be on.
We had them first ballot rap Hall of Fame, so obviously they're going to make the list. Dumb, millions of records sold. They got a diamond album.
It's arguable if you have two people that call themselves a group that rap better than Andre and Big Boy.
That's tough. That's rough.
Individually.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get a group of people and be like, oh, well, UGK may be better. Dungeon Family may be better. But, like, who's going to out-rap Andre and Big Boy?
That's going to be hard press.
Rough.
Obviously, they make the list.
Okay.
Number two, we got to pay respect up north. Wu-Tang. We have to give Wu-Tang their props. Now, look.
That's rough.
I'm not a fan of Wu-Tang.
Neither am I.
It's well documented. Neither one of us fuck with the Wu-Tang Clan at all. But we're also not oblivious to what the fuck they had going on.
People should respect and listen to this show that we even put them on the list. And the reason that they're on the list is because we know what they did as far as group culture.
And their impact was stupid.
Yeah, there's no limit. There's no cash money. There's no
Rough Riders.
I go Rough Riders, Rockefeller. Like, they were the first people to put it like, these people that with me, they my family. And I don't care what y'all got going on, but this is Wu-Tang.
Deep. Whether
it be award shows, whether it be like recording sessions, all these people in here with me, these my brothers. And they were the first one to push that type of movement, and it like showed throughout hip hop with Rough Riders, with No Limit, with all of these different labels. So that's why they gotta be there.
RZA was the ringleader.
Shout out RZA, man.
I fuck with RZA though, I ain't gonna lie.
Who your favorite Wu-Tang member?
It's Rough, man. Ghost. I can respect Ghost. I say Raekwon.
Man, Ghostface, tough.
So yeah, that, come on, y'all get that. What would be considered their classic project? 36 Chambers?
Easy.
Okay.
And the classic project for Outkast was what? Equimini or AT Alias?
Flip a coin with
whatever
that.
Whatever y'all want.
Flip a coin with that. Whichever day of the week you
y'all
feel like.
Southern player listed, whatever. Like they got
options, dude.
Just do it.
So you can flip a coin with that. Yeah, all right, number three.
And that's one of the criteria. Did we say that?
Absolutely.
You have to have a classic album.
Absolutely.
Third group.
UGK.
Let's go.
Influence is crazy.
Free Pimp C movement was bigger than any free anybody movement ever on earth.
Bun B, Pimp C.
Not Free Bootsy, not Free whoever.
Not Free Meek. Free Meek large right now, though.
Free Meek is big right now, but it ain't bigger than Free Pimp C. That Free Pimp C?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Come on, bro.
Now, that influence is ridiculous. They're the biggest to come out of Texas ever. And that's a big ass state.
UGK the biggest group from the South.
No.
Period.
Outkast is. Stop. Stop. They call it the Underground Kings for a reason.
Nah, but that's different though. Outkast, like, you ain't claiming them as a South. Like, I ain't saying
you're
that they're
not claiming
Southern.
Them as a South.
No, I'm not saying that they're not Southern, but you're not claiming them as this is my South group that I feel like represents me.
I am.
UGK. Come on, Will.
The South got something to say. They said that at the goddamn Source Awards,
you're vanilla, dude. And you're generic.
No.
What I'm saying is UGK is more in-depth. Like, more this underground. Is really what the South is about. Like, even beyond what that Outkast shit is about.
They more
that's
underground.
Why that's why they get a spot. But go ahead.
Now, to be fair, they don't. They may not have the numbers or the crossover appeal that maybe some of these other groups had.
All right.
But like they got the respect everybody in the industry and motherfuckers that really listen to hip hop.
That's a fact.
Like that, this was the group that motherfuckers from all over the country, motherfuckers in New York that didn't listen to Islanders and No South, but UGK hard. Right. Period. Like that's not.
I read stories this weekend where Dog Pound.
You got them on your list?
Nah.
Okay.
Ghetto Boys.
Okay.
Jay-Z, early Jay-Z with Rockefeller, all of these people were listening to Pimp C's production style going into Riding Dirty and like, I need a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of that sauce because I need that on my album. And that's how big UGK was, especially during that time. Like what you're saying, Super Tight, Riding Dirty. Yeah. Can't nobody fuck with Pimp and Bun, bro.
And Riding Dirty would be their classic project. Facts. Obviously. Now, last but not least, on the Mount Rushmore of hip hop groups,
3-6.
Now that would be I'd be biased if I did that, because I personally think that you could put 3-6 on this list.
People would know I had nothing to do with that.
Obviously, although you wanted to hate on Busy Bone earlier,
Memphis nigga strong.
Although you hated on Bone just about 5 minutes ago, Bone Thugs and Harmony have to be on this list.
It's a stretch.
They have a classic project. They've got more than two albums. They've got several number ones. They've got the numbers. They've got the accolades. They've got the songs. They've got the hits. They've got the style. See, that's another reason. Hold on. That's another reason why Busy was feeling some type of way. Mm-hmm. Because that triplet rap flow that Migos is doing now, like Bone and them was doing that. So
that's cool.
He's going to be sensitive to too much praise and just not bringing up anybody else. Period. Like, the niggas gonna be like, okay, hold on now.
Nobody in the Migos knows who Bone is, though.
But still, you gotta know your history. No, don't do that. Migos know their history now. Like, let's not do Migos in any kind of way.
I'm not including Bone if I'm Quavo. Like, if I'm Quavo, Offset, or Takeoff, I'm not saying we're the greatest group in history with the exception of Bone. Fuck them.
He's speaking more to DJ. They were supposed to kind of be like, yo,
I don't care
speak
who
on
he's
somebody
speaking
else.
To. I don't care what he's speaking about. I'm saying this. If I'm Quavo, Offset, or Takeoff, I'm bigger than Bone. They ain't got, like, I've been popping for 7 years. I got Bad and Boozy,
who been
Fight
popping
Night,
for seven
Takeoff.
Years?
In my mind,
who the fuck?
I ain't speaking from our perspective.
Okay.
I'm speaking from Nate's perspective.
All
right. From Nate's perspective, they looking at it like, why would I even consider Bone? And their run was 2-3 years
man,
at max.
Man, fuck
max.
No, bro.
No. You're saying no, bro, from your perspective.
No, I'm saying no, bro.
As a grown ass man that listen to hip hop. Quavo, Offset, oh, Takeoff. They gotcha. Don't know nothing past East 99. They don't know nothing past Crossroads.
No, they probably don't know.
They don't know nothing past.
They might not know that.
For the Love of Money.
They might not know that, though. Those were.
They don't know that. That's a rap.
Those were early 90s, early what to mid 90s.
If somebody is putting them on game, a manager.
Ah, okay.
Whoever. From Coach the label. K. Yeah, somebody putting them on game, like, nah, y'all got to pay attention to what they were doing for these 2 years.
Maybe they did.
And if I'm Quavo, Offset, or Takeoff, I'm going to be like, yeah, they was popping for 2 years, but shit. I put out Fight Night 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I put out Freak No More 3 years ago, dude. Like, I've been popping. I'm cracking. So there's no way that you can level up to me and be like, oh, well, I got East 1999 and For the Love of Money. Like, no.
They
got
to humble. They got to humble themselves.
Move around.
They got to humble themselves.
Yeah.
But now, the fourth spot is Bone. For all of those reasons, the class
still give them the fourth spot. You're right.
Yeah, again, we're of age, so it's different.
One thing that I do want to say, that's a lot of nostalgia too.
Of course,
like for us to say Bone is nostalgia because we remember how big, like,
of course,
East 1999, Mo Murder, those things. Like, we remember
For the Love of Money was huge.
Big that was.
Thuggish Ruggish Bone was huge,
bro. That was major for us.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Eighth, ninth grade.
Facts.
Like, wow. We've never seen anything like this.
Eazy-E put them on, obviously.
People that listen to Migos see this every year.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that.
So
I get it. That's that Vince Staples conversation. Remember, he was like, the 2000s was underrated. Y'all overrated the 90s. You know what I'm saying? It's his perspective. He True. Came up listening to Soulja Boy and Bow Wow, and so them niggas is goats to him.
Right. That's a great point.
So that's, I get it. Again, this is our list, though.
That's a fact.
So we got Bone on here as the fourth spot. Their classic project is East 1999, or you could say Creeping on the Come Up, really, though. That motherfucker was banging, too.
With that being said, this is our list. If you want to put in your shot for On Deck or Of the Week, you can put your list up there and give a great explanation as to why, and it's different from ours.
Yeah, man.
Go on and shoot that shot. Rap Chat, Facebook, man. Let us know what you think.
Now, we left out a lot of motherfuckers. There could only be four.
Okay.
People are going to be listening, like, why didn't y'all say X, Y, and Z? All
right.
Number one, they're going to say G-Unit.
Because G-Unit better than Bone.
G-Unit run was super short, though.
Was it?
And I mean as the group, not
Bone
as solo.
Years.
Man, stop saying that.
Tough.
And then plus, though, there was no clarity in members. First, it was Yayo.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got locked up. Then it was Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Then Yayo got out. Then it was Yayo and Buck.
Then it was Kid.
Then Gang. Nah, then you skipping Gang.
Nah, I forgot about Gang.
Fast forward 15 years later, it's Kid. Stop.
Some guy we've never heard of.
Yeah, stop. So the clarity in members blew that. And plus, they had two projects, and the second one was trash.
Even more to my point, did 50 overrated? People, like 50, like we speaking of nostalgia with Bone, 50 is a lot of nostalgia. 50 is a lot of... Oh,
you
I
had
did
a run.
This, I did this vitamin water. Nah, fuck the run. I did this vitamin water deal. I want y'all to think that I'm so smart in hip hop, but nah, it wasn't the case, bro. Like 50 did two good albums, one good group album, and he was out of here. That's average, bro.
Yeah, but you're not counting the solos that came from there. Are you talking about him? Just
I'm
as
talking
a
about
solo
him.
Artist?
I'm talking about him as far as speaking. Like
that first album did 10 million though.
That's cool. Nelly first album did 10 million.
Yeah, but I've never called him overrated. I just called him slaw.
Okay.
So
I just feel like 50 carried himself in a sense that I'm a certain person or a certain fabric of hip hop, and he not. 50 not. Nas, he ain't Jay. He ain't put in like, he ain't put in the like.
His catalog
quality,
ain't as deep.
The quality
it's not as deep.
Of work that they have.
No, they
and
haven't.
I feel like that he has did that because people. They want to shuck out the Bitcoin deal, or they want to shuck out the all 50 did movies, and like, nah, bro, like he ain't that heavily involved in power or Bitcoin or vitamin water, like none of those things like really make him that dude. But go ahead,
more group talk. What about Lox? Lox have two albums.
What's the best album the Lox got?
We Are the Streets. That album was fire. That first album with Rough Riders.
That's a really good Lox album.
That's a great Lox album. But they now you want to talk about short runs.
Yeah.
Like, them niggas just take too many breaks, though.
They take too many breaks. It ain't enough material either.
Yeah, it's not. They ain't got their catalog ain't deep enough.
That's the reason that they were on the list, because, like, if you want to do individually with Styles and Jada, it ain't too many people that can out-rap them. Maybe A-Ball and MJG, and we'll get to them later. Maybe Outkast. But out-rapping Styles and Jada.
Nah, that's some rapping
ass. I don't
want
to shit on Sheik either, because then they can whoop people ass. And I don't want him to whoop mine. So Sheik can rap too. I just put that out there. But the top two, Styles and Jada, man, like, it ain't too many top two that can deal with them two.
But Diplomats. We thought about Diplomats, though.
Because that diplomatic community is probably better than a lot of group CDs that we're going to come across.
You can argue that. That's one of the best double discs ever.
But who are the Diplomats?
Is Hell Real?
Is it J.R. Ryder?
We know the core.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what does Freaky Zeke do?
You know what I'm saying? Do Freaky rap?
We don't know.
I don't know. So, I can't put them on the list because there's no clarity there.
That's what's...
But that diplomatic community is one of the best group CDs ever.
And listen,
that's easy.
We know the mixtape run was heavy. We understand that. Bruh, like, listen, everybody ain't on that shit, though. Like, that's, people got to understand, back then, you couldn't just pull up that Piff on your fucking sidekick.
Right.
It ain't work like that, and man. Because, you had to know, like, somebody.
One of the things, too, like, what you said with the mixtape run, you got the G-Unit and the Diplomats mixtape run, but we was down south and we heard the Squad mixtape run. So right. People look at us and be like, oh, well, shit, what the fuck is that?
Right.
And we going to do the same thing with Diplomats and G. Like, I wasn't listening to G Unit Volume 37, DJ Green Lantern Radio. I don't care. But I was listening to Squad 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, 2.
And they not on this list for that reason as well.
Exactly.
So, let's just to be fair, Stay Property? They got two albums.
Stay Pro.
Both of them motherfuckers banking. So
them two real good albums.
Hey.
But that go to the point of who was in State Property.
It was pretty consistent. Was Young Guns in it?
Benny Siegel, Chris, Neef.
Freeway. Omilio, Sparks.
That was Chris.
No.
Oh, okay.
Omilio and Sparks.
What's my other guy name?
Petey Crack.
Petey Crack.
So that, yeah,
six
that
people.
Three groups in one, because Young Guns and Omilio and Sparks were a group too.
That's a fact.
So
were they?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So
I feel
they run.
Them two albums were banging.
Now, the two albums go hard. They ain't got the numbers though.
Is Benny Siegel a part of that group?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He's the leader.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are we adding him in? No. Yes.
Yeah.
They had a great run. Y'all check out the State Property 1 and 2 albums. Fire. Yeah,
don't check out the movie, though.
The first one
was okay.
The first one good.
The second was complete trash.
Yeah, that was trash.
Woo.
That was barely too trash.
Oh, my God. So, a Ball and G? They ain't do enough.
Now,
let's be honest.
People are going to be like, y'all are, well, me personally, you're biased because Ball and G from the South.
But we didn't have him on the list, though. It ain't like we put him on.
I'm finna say this.
Oh, okay. You finna say something stupid. Go ahead.
Tough. Ain't two people that can out-rap A-Ball and MJG.
You said that about eight groups already,
dude. No, I didn't.
You said that about UGK and Outkast.
I didn't say that about UGK. I'm saying that about A-Ball and MJG. Like, even with Big Boy and Andre, they not out-rapping 8-Ball and MJG.
Because yeah,
MJG
yeah,
is cold.
Yeah,
no.
They are.
No, because MJG not better than, MJG is.
Better than who?
He better than Big Boy.
He ain't better than Andre, though.
Okay.
And Big Boy better than A-Ball.
Andre,
that's it.
Andre is better than everybody
MJG
in the group.
Out
of all four, Andre is there.
Clearly.
He the top. But.
Who number two?
I'm not sure if we not going Andre 8-Ball.
No, bro.
Or MJG.
Nah, bro.
2-3.
Nah.
Like, bro. Big Boy might be last.
Nah, bro.
Man.
Don't.
So you telling me Big Boy is a better rapper than 8-Ball?
Just because he got.
Alright, what album?
Hold on.
Because I got the 8-Ball Lost for you on deck.
Just because he's got the Sloth solo album run. Does
okay.
Not mean he can't rap, because MJG got the Sloth solo album
I'm
run.
I'm saying,
too.
Though, if we going off
MJG
bodies of work,
album's garbage.
Cool. I'm going Andre first. 8-Ball gotta be second.
Bro,
right?
He not better than MJG, bro.
A-Ball not better than MJG. He got better solo projects. That's my point.
He has one solo album, bro. One.
It's banging.
He has one good one.
It's a triple CD.
He has one good project.
Bro, it's a triple CD with 40 songs. Man, I ain't never got that from Andre. I ain't never got that from Big Boy.
We don't want that.
With that being said, you go on Andre, A-Ball.
Nah, bro.
MJG.
MJG not better than Big Boy.
MJG though. Better than Big Boy, dude. Nah. I'm telling you this.
I can't give you that.
MJG is better than Big Boy.
But the reason is not just strictly skill, because if we went skill, we could go Clips. We could go Locks. No, I mean, we could go a lot of
doing
people.
Doing that. So, because we can bring Clips into this later, but I'm telling you that MJG is better than Big Boy.
That's rough.
MJG better MJG's, than Big Boy, dude.
MJG can't be better than Big Boy. He says his name in every verse.
And still rips it.
Of course he's ripping it.
Period.
He can't be better than a nigga that doesn't say their name in every verse.
MJG is cold.
I know.
Y'all let us know in the rap chat. Like, listen, if you had to rank 8-Ball, MJG, Andre, and Big Boy, 1 through 4, where they ranking? I'm telling you, bro.
I need ounces.
Big Boy ranked 4th.
I don't know. That's
Big Boy is 4th, dude.
That's rough.
And he can spit.
Obviously.
He's just not better than 8-Ball or MJG.
We'll
see. I got to put them as a group because they rank better than him solo above him.
We'll see. We'll see what they say. Now, before we get to this music break, we mentioned Clips. Clips have an argument. They've got good projects. Lord Willing is fire. A lot of people like the Hell Have No Fury. That's considered a classic. I don't think so, but that's widely considered a classic, though.
Right.
I don't agree with that, which is why they don't make this list. They ain't got no classic project. Mm. Like, I'm sorry. And plus, Pusha T got colder after they broke up. Right? He cold now.
Pharrell did, too, though.
I agree.
Like, those Pharrell beats that people try to champion, I think those are, like, very kiddie.
Not on that album, though. Don't do that, though.
I do. Nah. To me, personally, I feel like those are, like, remedial Pharrell beats.
Ain't no way.
I got
Crazy
Beautiful
fuck.
After that. I got a lot of dope ass. I got, like, the whole Jay-Z.
Don't do Pharrell in the kind of way. Don't
I'm
do
just
Pharrell,
saying, like, that wasn't what I got on the Clips album.
Last one, though.
Mm. What you got?
What about the Hot Boys?
Let's go.
They run short.
Let's
too,
go.
Though. They run with short on the low.
They got two classics.
Is that four?
They got two classic albums.
But hold on, though. Is that four solo artists, or are we counting as a group?
I'm not sure. What I do know is they got two of the best albums group-wise, period. Them first two Hot Boys albums?
Yeah, they tough.
Oh, my God.
Those are tough. Guerrilla Warfare. And
The Block Is Hot?
Nah, that would be Lil Wayne's album.
Mm, what was the name of the second one?
Get It How You Live? I mean,
that was Big Times.
I'll look it up.
You look that up, and... Just with that being said, BG, Juvenile, Turk, Wayne, we're
Get It How You Live.
Oh, Get It How You Live and what?
And that was the first one, and then Guerrilla Warfare is the second one. They had a third album that people don't remember.
No, relax off it. We ain't got to mention that.
Trash.
You ain't got to talk about that.
No, let them burn.
Them first two was banging, though.
Yeah, them tough. Yeah, those were tough.
I mean, I don't feel like Juvie was necessarily
he wasn't Juvie
a hot
then,
boy,
though.
He was Juvie on that second Hot Boys, though. He was real Hollywood.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All
right.
But they was more underground. Like, they run hadn't peaked yet. Like, it wasn't Cash Money like we know Cash Money to be.
I get that.
So it was a little too early. But y'all let us know, like Lou mentioned earlier, go to the Rap Chat. That's the name of the group on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram at On Deck TV Podcast. Comment under the page. Let us know. Did we get it right? Are these the four?
Who y'all favorite groups? And I didn't forget. Boosie and Webby Gangsta Music.
Who?
Yeah.
They got one project.
Classic.
What's the name
album
of that group?
It don't matter.
What's the name of that group?
Boosie and Webby.
Exactly.
That's the name of it. Trill Entertainment.
No. No.
Boosie and Webby, classic album 1 through 13.
I ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Nah, you ain't got
True.
To
do I didn't mention that. True. You want to throw that in there?
You ain't got to mention that.
You mentioned
you
Boosie
mention
and Webby? Fuck out of it. We don't want no. No.
That's honorable it. Mention also the Dayton Family. The FBI album. Banging. And E-40 the Click. E-40 the Click in a group to you?
Are you done?
No, I'm not.
I didn't
you want me to keep going?
I didn't listen to this shit.
I got more.
I didn't listen to this shit. I'm going to be real. What are you going to put on Crucial Conflict?
Black Hippies?
Hold on. Don't sleep on Crucial Conflict, though.
I'm sleep all the way on
Crucial Conflict was hard.
They were better than anybody that I just
Hey, in the middle of the barn. The Final Tick album was banging.
Was it?
What?
Hey in the Middle of the Barn was the only song on there.
Man, that album was banging.
Actually, it was one more song.
No, the album was fire, dude, for what it was. Let's keep it in the context of 95, 96.
Shout out Do or Die.
I was just about to say, though. I swear, that was my next, because we talking Chicago. Do or Die was hard. Nah, we out of there on that.
No Nashville groups we got?
No. We got that. Not that anybody.
What was Young Buck and D-Tay name?
Young Buck and D-Tay.
That was it? Yeah. Shout out Young Buck and D-Tay.
Absolutely.
Then. Back on up and give me room, dude.
Yeah.
That's in the archives.
Yeah, 3-6, though. 3-6 Mafia. You could argue. You could argue 3-6 needs to be on
for real.
Nah, them niggas had hits.
You're Memphis.
And you want to talk about how Migos rap? That's really how they rap now.
Oh, my God. We got a song.
Yeah, we do.
We got a song break.
Shout out to Burner. We're taking it to the West Coast.
Oh, my God. That's my guy, Burner.
Slow down.
Tough. That's my guy. Listen.
Because this song is featuring Pusha T, and we're only playing Pusha T verse.
Oh, man. We going to do Burner like it?
We are. Shout out to Burner, though. It's called Loose Lips, man. Check it out.
My phone still echo, the feds won't let go. Money never sleeps when you're the Black Gordon Gecko. Dope line looking like they waiting on the retro. Sixes, fixes, damn I feel special. Resale and I never pay retail. My shoebox money afforded me the spree wells. And that then courted me a V12. Avoid the phones if it's sounding like a seashell. Too much clicking in the connection. Connect the dots with my connect for my protection. Face to face, I place my order like a drive-thru. Fill the trunk, you know how I do. Push.
I done seen the best of them, Jando. 25 life and the can't stop.
Man, that was Burner featuring Pusha T. Loose Lips, Pusha T killed that.
Let's go, Burner, my guy. Holler at me when I get out in L.A. I'm going to pull up on you for the best.
Burner's shaking in L.A. right now.
That's my guy.
He's shaking it.
Hey, Burner's my favorite rapper right now other than 2 Chainz.
Weed game strong out there on the West Coast.
He the man.
Shout out to him.
Burner, man. B-E-R-N-E-R. Y'all check out his IG, man. He's shaking it.
Check out his new project, too, The Big Pescado. I guess that's how you say it. Got a lot of features on there. He signed to Wiz Khalifa.
Taylor Gang.
All right, before we get out of here.
What you got?
Man, just a couple of random good news, man. We ain't, just some good shit.
Did you listen to that new T Grizzly and Meek Mill?
I did not.
First day out?
I did not.
Me either. I was confused. I thought Meek was out.
Yeah, so, man, with the free Meek and Philly winning.
If we doing a first day out and Meek on a remix, I was like, oh, shit, Meek got out?
Go ahead. Damn. Yeah, nah, he didn't. Random good news, though, man. A couple of points. Shout out to Juicy J, Travis Scott, welcoming newborns out here in the world.
Juice, man.
I see a Juicy J. That's his first. Travis Scott's first as well. Juicy J like 50. How old is Juicy J? Juicy J my nigga, but damn.
We definitely 43.
Got a late start, strong. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle too, man. Opened his first STEM center out there in LA. Very super dope. STEM, science, tech, engineering, and math. Yeah.
Tough.
It's called Too Big to Fail. He's trying to open them across the country. He wants to bridge the gap. From Silicon Valley to the inner city. Super dope. And 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying turns 15 this week. What's your favorite joint on Get Rich or Die Trying?
How the Time. Easy. Number 6.
That's that shit.
John Perriana don't need Chris.
That's that shit right there.
Man, that's that shit.
I gotta go Many Men or Patiently Waiting. Both of them go hard. Many Men is, I still fuck with that to this day. Why the fuck he ain't doing no 15-year show, bro? He got to do one show. How hard is this? Get Rich or Die Trying show in House of Blues or whatever the fuck is in New York, man, dude. That's a layup.
It goes to my point of what I say when 50 is overrated because he ain't, like, the business sense that people give him credit for, like you said, like where's the 15-year show?
That's a layup,
you
want
to shuck me on your Bitcoin, like, promises? No. You want to shuck me off your vitamin water shit? Do a fucking rap show, dude. Come on.
I can't believe he's not doing a 15-year
Get Rich. Man, like 50 full of shit.
That's mind-blowing. Like, he's supposed to plan that 8 months ago.
He's supposed to be playing 2 years ago. Like, he ain't had no hit in 3-4 years.
He's supposed to have M pull up and everything.
If I can capitalize off my biggest CD, the biggest selling thing that I got, everybody been doing, like, reunion tours.
Tickets could have been 100,
bro. Reunion albums, bro. If he had did a Get Rich or Die Trying.
Just show. Just one show.
One night show. $100 a ticket in Jamaica, Queens. Man. Shut it out.
That's, come on, man.
And it's big. I'm going to stream it on Tidal.
All that.
Whatever it may be. Whoever wants to stream a thing for this, like, it would have sold out. But we don't see that. We see, oh, 50 may have made a lot of money off of Bitcoin. Newsflash, he didn't. Bitcoin is down, dude. Shit down like 6,000-7,000, dude. He ain't made no fucking money off of that. Come on, man. I'm tired of these 50 shucks.
Are you mad or no?
I'm mad. Because give 50 so much credit, though, and it's a big shook. Shout out to Dallas Johnson, though. He got a kid coming, man. Need an A&R for MMG.
Oh, yeah. That, I thought it was Dallas.
Johnson, that's it.
It is?
Yeah, I just looked it up on IG.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's
hard. Shout out to him, man. He got a kid coming. We were talking about that earlier before I got into my 50 rent, so I had to calm down and go on and put that shit.
A lot of kids popping out. You next?
Yeah, man. No. Okay. Absolutely not. You?
No, not at all.
You good?
No, I'm shooting blanks.
No, man.
Next up, new music, man, coming out this week, like you said.
Drinking all that purity lemonade. Shout out J-Hove.
This nigga said purity was the number one lemonade. Nobody drink purity lemonade no more.
He struck three out three. First of all, he tried to say my immune system was weak. I ain't had a cold in 3 years. Let's relax off that. Secondly, you try to say that purity was better than Simply?
Fuck out of here.
And then that Paul George was the best player on the Thunder?
Yeah,
y'all got a drug test over that FSP, man. My guy, Big Jeff. Immediately. Big Jeff, hold it down, bro. You got to make guys responsible for what they're saying, dude. Make them guys take drug tests before they walk in there and do that. How wheezy you too?
Purity lemonade is just sugar, bro, in a cup. Lemonade. It's just sugar in a fucking carton.
And Ben went on to tweet me and say, I ain't had purity lemonade in 10 years. I know Jaden drunk goddamn Simply last week. Come on, man. We'll get back to the topic.
Yeah, man. New music coming out. Burner, the big Pescado, is already out, so y'all can stream that now. The Black Panther soundtrack comes out Friday.
Can't wait to see that Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther gonna be lit. You got your African guard picked out already?
I'm tough.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm going to get that out the mall strong.
No, I'm all black.
I'm hard.
All enough. Black everything.
Man, listen, man, I'm going to get the African guard with the hard bottoms.
Fuck, let's no.
You can have whole of dashiki and everything. Nah. That's right. Pitches coming soon.
Cap G got a new mixtape. Shout out Cap G. Saw him at Revolt. Show love. Real Amigo shit 4.
No comment. Shout out my guy 2 Chainz.
Also, Coach Snoop, we talked about it last week. It came out Friday. Did you get a chance to watch it?
Yes. I like it. I've been binging it. I ain't finished yet.
Me neither. I'm on like 5.
What's my boy name, the coach? The assistant, the defense coordinator?
I don't know. I don't remember his name, but he was hard.
He shakes it. Y'all follow him. Y'all follow his coaching style. This is how you should raise your kids, just like that.
You going to be cool to yell at your kid again?
Tough.
Okay.
If he bullshitting. If my kid out there bullshitting, he need to talk to him like that. I like dude. I like that. That's pause.
Oh, shit. Like that. What you got on deck for the weekend, though?
Oh, I'm slow motion Billy Ocean, man. Try to get some stamps on my passport, man. I'll let y'all know about that.
Hey, I know that's right.
Do it.
Less trips to Miami, more passport stamps,
man,
let's baby.
Let's go. Let's get out of the warm weather shit. Let's go skiing and shit.
It ain't warm down here. Let's be clear.
It was cool today, though.
Today was cool. Global warming got us all fucked up. It was actually pretty cool today.
Y'all get out of Miami, go to the Dominican or something like that, man. A small trip.
I'm
not going there, but y'all have fun there.
I'm not going anywhere. I still got to get this last little piece of cough about it. Shit.
Oh, man. Get this Lysol like how Weezy said. God
damn.
Spray you down.
Got to get that last little cough about it before I start moving around like I really want to.
Might need some stronger antibiotics, bro.
Clearly. But in the meantime, I will be planning, plotting, and strategizing. So y'all will see the end result of that soon.
Yes, man. Y'all check out everything that has to do with On Deck TV. Both of us follow our pages and the On Deck TV page on Instagram, Twitter, and go to the Rap Chat on Facebook. Y'all let us know what y'all thinking. Interact with us so you can be On Decker of the Week, man. We might start sending out some prizes or something On Decker of the Week. We might do that, man.
Yeah, I'll let you handle that.
I got you.
Fuck with me, Animal_Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
I am Spike Lou.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.